Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Now, Irish consumers pay on average 42% more for basic goods and services than their European Union counterparts. Eurostat's latest price comparison survey says Ireland is the second most expensive state in the EU, behind only Denmark. Owen Burke-Kennedy, the economics correspondent at the Irish Times, has more on these figures and he joins us now. And Owen, you're very welcome. Why? Why are we paying such high prices here?
Yeah, that's a difficult question to answer. It doesn't seem like there's any kind of one smoking gun in the equation. We've been discussing that for a number of years, and people, you know, talk about high wages, they talk about legal costs, they talk about the lack of government subsidies, they talk about insurance costs, they talk about our island status, our small dispersed population. But it doesn't seem like there's any one explanation for high prices. And we've been at the top of this chart for a number of years. Us on Denmark seem to be rivaling as the most expensive places in the EU. There is more expensive places, Switzerland and Iceland, for example.
Okay, so let's take a look then at what Eurostat found. And where do the biggest price differences lie?
Yeah, when you burrow down into the figures, the big outlier, and this won't come as any surprise to your listeners, was alcohol and tobacco. Ireland was the most expensive country in the EU for these items, in Europe for these items. And when you look at the figures, the survey indicated that alcohol and tobacco prices here were a whopping 111% above the average that consumers across Europe were paying. Alcohol prices by themselves were 101% higher, while tobacco was 158% higher and more expensive. Now, Eurostat said the large price variation in this category was largely driven by taxation. So we know that the government takes a huge chunk of the average packet of cigarettes that you might buy, and a relatively big chunk of the average pint of beer that you might buy. But the relatively high cost of living here wasn't confined to alcohol and tobacco. Across a range of basic items, consumers here were found to be paying more. And I'll go through some of them. Price levels in restaurants and hotels were 28% above the EU average. Irish consumers also paid on average 18% more for energy. And of course, that's been, you know, the topic for the last 2 years. We paid 15% more for transport. We pay 11% more for food, 7 to 8% more for household appliances and electronic devices. So there was only one category, actually, we came in, below the EU average, and that was clothing. Yeah. Where we were just marginally below the average, and might explain we have a lot of discount clothing stores here.
Okay, and in terms of the other countries, as I said, Denmark was the most expensive. Can you talk me through where other countries landed?
Yeah, so our 42% above the EU average placed us ahead of countries like Luxembourg, which were 34% above the average, Finland, which was 24% above the average, Sweden, which was 14% above the average, and then now you're coming down near the average. France was 10% above the average, and so was Germany. So they were our kind of comparator countries. And then, of course, the other side of the kind of price spectrum, if you like, were countries like Bulgaria and Romania, who were like 40% below the average. And countries like Spain were below the average, but marginally below the average. And obviously, a favorite destination of Irish holidaymakers. And we all noticed the price of alcohol and food in Spain is much cheaper than here.
Yeah, indeed. One of our listeners is just texting, because it's not just alcohol, as you say, it's other things as well. And this person says, in Rota in Spain, a 500 milliliter bottle of water is 40 cent. 1.5 liters cost 60 cent. Like, you can't get water anywhere for 60 cent, no matter how big it is or small it is, I think, in Ireland. Another person says, last month in Lanzarote, all and sundry around me were filling the suitcases with cigarettes and booze. I opted for more practical contraband, that being men's Nivea deodorant. I don't know how we are in deodorant. I'm sure it doesn't delve into that level, Owen, does it? In terms of price comparisons.
I haven't had time to go that granular now. I'd have to have a look back, but it's definitely just an endless source of aggravation, and it really has you scratching your head thinking of, we're in a single market with these countries, and yet the price variations are huge.
This particular survey doesn't go into wages, does it? Price comparisons with wages and where we land on that?
No, it doesn't. And that's a different economic point. There is separate Eurostat data on labour costs, which is the cost to a firm to employ someone. And that suggests that the average cost around Europe is around €30 an hour. And in Ireland, we're around 40. So there is a differential there, and that's certainly driving up costs. But as I said earlier, there's a range of issues behind our high prices. I had an email from one reader on Foot of the Story today talking about the differential in legal costs between Dublin and London. So that was a point that seemed to be exercising him. But, you know, there seems to be a lot of
reasons. With Dublin being more expensive, is it, on legal costs?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Than London?
Yeah. So now that was obviously in his line of business, and I think it was to do with property. So I'm not sure how that plays out on that. But
just a couple more texts on this. Our listeners have all their experiences, as do we all, I suppose. You hadn't mentioned, Owen, but it does apply, medicines and over-the-counter medicines and prescription medication. This person says a large tube of 2% Voltarol costs €30 in Navan. The equivalent in Madrid is €15. It's known as Voltadol over there. And in Portugal, says another person, at the end of May, €5.50 for a large beer and a glass of wine, €3.10 for coffee and cake. We're being ripped off, says that person. Well, unfortunately, whether it's a rip-off or not, this survey certainly shows that we are paying more than most other people in the EU. You can keep your text coming to 51551. Owen Burke-Kennedy, thank you very much.